U.S. troops are coming home from Afghanistan, and the troop withdrawal started this week as part of a peace deal the Trump administration signed with the Taliban last month. This agreement is supposed to be a step forward in ending America's longest war. Joining us now is Jason Dempsey. He served two tours in Afghanistan as an Army officer, and he's now a non-resident fellow at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Welcome to Here and Now, Jason.
Thank you, Tanya. It's great to be here.
And, you know, we really wanted to talk with you because as someone who has fought in this war, I'm just really wondering, does this feel like this end is really in sight?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's emblematic of kind of how this conflict has unfolded, that we don't end with anything that we'd hope to achieve. In other words, kind of a clean victory, but something that's going to continue to be messy, but will ultimately be an Afghan solution. So, you know, as we face this, there's only, it's really kind of a sense of both sadness and resignation.
You talked about there is not that finality there of accomplishment, but what do you think we have accomplished in Afghanistan in nearly 19 years of fighting there?
Unfortunately, very, very little. You know, I think the main thing I hope that Americans can get out of this and that we can kind of reconcile is, why was there such a wild gap between what we hope to achieve and what we actually achieved and what we did for the Afghan people? You know, under no circumstances, I don't think you could find an accountant on earth who'd say that based on the lives and treasure spent, that we got the outcome we were looking for. You can point to small measures of progress where good Afghans took some of our efforts and took their own initiative in a time of comparative security and tried to build a better Afghanistan. But ultimately, we did not achieve what we wanted to achieve. And quite frankly, I hope we come to the realization and can learn the lessons that ultimately, not only was a lot of this not our fight to fight, but that much of our efforts were counterproductive.
Do you think learning those lessons are what made it worth it? I know that's a very hard question to answer, possibly, but was it worth it?
So that would assume, right, that we have a political class and a public that is ready to absorb and get into the lessons of this conflict. You know, as growing up, I'd always been amazed at kind of the unfolding failure of Vietnam and was somehow convinced that, well, America in my time would never embark on such a fruitless and ultimately failed endeavor. Only after being in Afghanistan again and again and kind of being both emotionally and intellectually invested in the country for the last 10 years, you know, one of the main problems I've had is this disconnect between the public and what's going on in Afghanistan. And that disconnect has also led to kind of the war being on autopilot, you know, for at least the last six, if not fully 10 years. And so, one, no one's holding politicians accountable for failing to make decisions, right, and just letting the war run on autopilot. And without anybody having, with a very small portion of the population actually having sacrificed or lost, and nobody's seeing this on their tax statements for sure, you know, our kids will pay for it, nobody has an incentive to say, well, wait a minute, could we have done that better? So, you know, my sense of sadness and resignation is not only for the Afghan people, but it's for the sense that the United States is likely not to learn from this conflict.
Speaking about the future of Afghanistan and its people, the Afghan government was not involved in the negotiations that led to this agreement with the Taliban. And now they are supposed to be in talks between the government and the Taliban. What do you think Afghanistan's future looks like?
Yeah, so first for the listeners, right, I think it's key to make sure that we don't describe what the deal was as a peace deal, right? It was an agreement between the United States and the Taliban to start actual peace negotiations with the Afghan government and the Taliban. What this ongoing process has revealed, and certainly with the last election, is there really is no legitimate Afghan government for the Taliban to negotiate with. And it's ironic because they've always said that's the reason they don't want to talk to the Afghans. So one of the interesting things about this process, I think, is the coalition of folks that come to the table to negotiate the peace ultimately will more reflect Afghanistan and the powers in Afghanistan than simply if the government had had a monopoly on negotiating with the Taliban. Hmm.
That's Jason Dempsey. He's a retired Army officer who served two tours in Afghanistan. He's now a non-resident fellow at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Jason, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Tanya.